Hello, this is Matt, WB2SRI, back again with round two of my 2022 receiver comparison shootout. This is part three. I won't go through the details again. I assume you've already listened to at least part one. Again, we're using the same setup. We're on the roof with 15 different radios, everything from top-of-the-line Dream receivers from the 1980s to the present, as well as less expensive consumer radios and fancy RF test gear. So we're going again to do the same thing. We're going to listen to our reference radio, the ICOM R8600, on the left channel, and each of the other 14 receivers on the right channel. And the solo tracks will also be available for each of the radios, so you can listen to them for the full time and audition a single receiver. All of the radios are being fed by an RF distribution amplifier from my portable Wellbrook 1530 antenna. Into an RF distribution amplifier going straight to the antenna jacks of each of the radios. All of the audio is being recorded directly from the line out or headphone out jack through an audio interface into my recorder. Again, please make sure you're listening in stereo to this track. It will make no sense whatsoever otherwise. And for an explanation of that, see the first part or read the write-up. Okay, so let's get right to it. Our signal today is going to look at how well the receivers manage to deal with more closely spaced signals. So in particular, stations that are 5 kilohertz apart on the shortwave band, but with full bandwidth signals. So we're listening to Radio Habana Cuba on 6165 kilohertz, but 5 kilohertz below that is a slightly stronger signal from, I believe it's WRMI on 6160. So this is intended to give us an example of how well we can deal with adjacent channel interference. And actually all of the receivers do pretty well, although we've had to crank the bandwidth down maybe a little uncomfortably narrow on some of the less expensive radios. So for our first receiver is the ICOM R8600, and that's going to be our reference with which we compare each of the others. So let me get right to that. Here is the ICOM R8600 on both the left and right channels, and I'll let you listen to that without me for about a minute. All right, now let me move the R8600 over to the left channel, and we'll start with our first comparison with the AOR AR1. All right, next up, the Reuter RDR pocket.
People in the United States, they don't have a problem. They never got a chance to escape from SUSA.
All right, next up, the AOR 7030 Plus. All right, now the Drake R8B. Okay, next, the Drake R7A. All right, it's just like the Cold War, but with Twitter and Facebook accounts. Now the Sony ICF6800W. And then the Panasonic RF4900. All right, now let's go to the portables. First, the Texon H501X. And now the Texon 990.
It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has now taken place. Some of the members from the countries of the region and the way in which the United States has been acting. Looking at all things, the powers and dignified decisions of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the Senate of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the...
And now to the sanctions. First, the 909X, the original.
Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case you will not attend the Senate of America, and that as probably will have happened in the past, your assistance to our political leaders, even those who will be heard in the Senate of the America.
And now the updated version, the
909X2.
And now the portable that started it all, the ICF 7600 GF. Okay, now the Belka DX. And finally, our test equipment, the NARDA Signal Shark 3310. All right, that's all of our receivers. We went through it a little more quickly, but again, the solo tracks are available. All of the receivers were tuned to the maximum bandwidth that would not cause spillover, to the extent that you could change it. And in the case of, for example, the Texan radios, that was 3.5 kilohertz, but on, for example, the AOR 7030 Plus, I was able to use a 5.3 kilohertz filters. And that makes sense. All of the filters have slightly different shapes. Some are sharper, some are gentler. And so the bandwidth numbers are not directly comparable. And that leads to a very different character of audio, as I think you could hear. All of the receivers were able to pick up intelligible audio. Even though there was another signal 5 kilohertz away of slightly that was slightly stronger, with the possible exception of the Sony 6800W. Anyway, that's all we've got. Thanks for listening, 73, and I'll see you on the radio.